currently joined by City Engineer Jim Hubert on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here as we continue our 7:05 newscast today.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Hopefully the weather holds up, and with the race afoot here, that we don't see very much rain this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, as you go here on a couple of major projects, we wanted to focus on the West 6th Avenue waterline replacement project, which has been underway now for several weeks. And recently it was announced that there's a couple of rather significant traffic shifts that are afoot right now.
Yes. So they finished, our city's contractor finished the mainline construction part of it, which was out in the center turn line between there at 6th Avenue, US 50 highway between Woodland and Lincoln. They made their tie-ins, and now they were able to shift over to the next phase, the second of the three phases, and that is extending at the intersections between Woodland and Lincoln all down to the south tie-in points on each one of the lines that are in each of those side streets. They've started that process. They moved the traffic control within the last 1 to 2 days, and they've started their saw cutting, and they'll be doing the excavation here and moving along with that. We expect that that's going to take somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully less, and then they'll, and I hope I'm not taking your next question, but then they'll flip over from that and go to the next phase, which is doing the north side intersections.
All right, Jim. What exactly, as of right now, does that mean for motorists?
For motorists, what we've done is the previous, and I can understand with the traveling public, the previous traffic control zone had no left turn lanes across the center turn lane. That is open now because the contractor is not working in that portion of the street. So we have one traffic lane through lane going eastbound and two going westbound, and turns into businesses and or residential areas within the traffic or within the construction area is allowed across the center line. And there's just a delineator cone separating the directions of the traffic, because the one eastbound lane is pushed over or shifted over into what's marked as a center turn lane.
Okay, so we have basically a total of three lanes and a turn lane right now, correct?
Three lanes, turns across traffic,
yeah.
Left turns are allowed.
Okay.
What about the impact to businesses here, Jim? Because I know that there's been some concerns that have been mentioned here by businesses over the last couple of weeks as far as input, output, and essentially through flow.
So the through traffic is two lanes westbound, one lane eastbound, and then all driveways. Essentially, and I'll say that with 99%, there some driveways, if you have multiple driveways, may be impacted one of the drives, but driveways to businesses are open. There, construction is only happening at the side street intersections, and that's a couple at a time. So the contractor's not allowed to work on all five or six intersections on either the south half or the north half of the project all at once.
Well, it sounds like it's safe to say maneuverability has increased a bit. So that is good news as progress continues. And all said and done, July sometime, Jim, hopefully we'll see the end of this.
That's what we're planning on. And again, hopefully we'd like to think that the contractor can and the weather will cooperate, and they can get in and get it done faster. And I think we'll just, you know, we'll see how progress goes.
Well, Jim, before we let you go, what about the work being done on another, water line here on 12th? Where are we on that project?
So 12th Avenue as well has the main line in, with the exception of its east connection on the east edge of Newman Regional Health. They're currently working on the service connections, the north service connections to the hospital, which are there off of 12th Avenue. And I say that because there's a back feed that comes off of Elm and Lincoln. So they're working on that north feed off of 12th Avenue to the hospital, going through their vault here probably into the first of next week. They'll be working on Emporia Place, the Retirement Living Center, after that. And then they will go to Chestnut Intersection, and we have to do intersection tie-ins that'll close down that entire intersection for approximately about a week. And that's a staggered intersection, meaning that the north half and the south half don't line up exactly. And so during that phase, they'll be making the connection on the east end to the main. They'll be making the connection there within 12th Avenue, that is. Then they'll also be making a connection up to the north intersection of Chestnut, to the water line that extends up Chestnut to 15th. And then they'll be making the connection on the south leg there that extends down to 9th Avenue. Like I said, all told, that's probably another couple 2 to 3 weeks worth of work, and then that project will be completed.
Oh, before the month is out, you're saying?
That is the hope, yes.
That is the hope.
All right.
It's our hope, too, Jim, I'll tell you.
It's, again, you know, weather hopefully cooperates with us, and we don't see the continued downpour of rain multiple days at a time. So,
weather aside, Jim, are these projects pretty much on schedule, do you think?
12th Avenue is still on schedule within their contract times, and 6th Avenue, we had set a calendar date on that project, but supply chain issues became... Well, supply chain issues were a problem for both projects because 12th Avenue would have started last year had it not been for and we wouldn't have both projects going at the same time. So at this point right now, 6th Avenue itself is still on track. They could probably get it done at the completion time, but we'll have a conversation with the contractor and. If they go over, and we've got contract language in place to deal with it.
Okay. Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining us here, giving us the rundown, and really appreciate your time and your willingness to keep us posted on how things are going.
Chuck and Ron, I appreciate the opportunity to hopefully get out the word of what's kind of going on and an update on that and give, I guess, the traveling public a little bit of insight into kind of what's, you know, the processes on this and what to expect.
Jim, as always, thanks. Great job.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Emporia City Manager, Emporia City Engineer Jim Huber joining us on our 710 newscast this morning, Chuck.
All right. I want to let you know that we are going into our garage sale list.